As the number of COVID-19 cases in North Carolina continues to stabilize, WHQR has the details on the governor's new budget proposal. The coronavirus has exposed weaknesses in the state's healthcare system. That's according to Governor Roy Cooper. For that reason, he wants to invest $900 million in federal funding to combat them.
I propose $175 million for critical public health services. This money would go toward testing, tracing, prevention, mental health support, and increasing access and help in underserved communities.
The rest of the funds would go to stockpile personal protective equipment, support the health needs of K-12 students and staff, and aid local businesses and food assistance programs. Cooper also wants bonuses for K-12 staff.
Today I propose a $2,000 bonus for our teachers and principals, and a $1,000 bonus for school support staff.
And he wants to expand the state's unemployment program.
I propose increasing the maximum benefit to $500 a week and extending the duration to 24 weeks. We can do this and still keep our trust fund over $2 billion.
He wants to place two bonds on the ballot next year, one for infrastructure, education, and affordable housing, the other for healthcare services and facilities. The governor also notes North Carolina is one of only 12 states that has yet to expand Medicaid. Rachel Keith, WHQR News.